For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. And here's another report from the Normal Conference in San Francisco, this time from Mary Jane Borden of DrugSense.org.
Mary Jane, this has been quite a conference. Tell us, what will you be taking back to your community, to the folks who weren't here?
Oh, I just think it's an opportunity to meet some people who are my heroes and people who are heroes of the movement and just get to know them on a, you know, first-name friendship basis.
What I will perhaps remember most is that many folks have seemed to take on the mindset of those members of law enforcement against prohibition, that not only are the laws against marijuana wrong, but that we should join forces on all the aspects of drug reform.
Oh, I am just thrilled to see LEAP taking such a leadership role in this movement. They are one of, I think, the best organized organizations. They have a speakers bureau. They have people who are doing national tours, you know, like Howard Woolbridge. And I think this gets the message out so effectively, and they're taking the lead in a number of areas. So I think you're going to expect to see a lot from LEAP in the coming months and I'm sure the coming years.
Next, from Common Sense for Drug Policy, Doug McVeigh.
According to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, surveys show that somewhat fewer people in Afghanistan admit they intend to grow opium this year. This is being trumpeted by drug control officials as evidence of success in the drug war. Viewed in context, however, this is no victory. Afghan land devoted to opium cultivation increased by 64% from 2003 to 2004. Drought and pestilence caused significant losses last year, yet they still produced record amounts of heroin. This year, conditions are much more favorable. Afghanistan will produce a record opium crop once again. On the other side of the world, the U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy released its estimate of Colombian coca production. We're also trumpeting the success of the drug war. More land in Colombia was laid to waste by eradication in 2004 than ever. Yet so much land is under cultivation, there were still more acres of coca successfully harvested in Colombia in 2004 than the year before. Coca production is increasing once again in Peru. ONDCP's own data show consistently high purity and low prices for cocaine in the U.S. These are victories? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Surveys indicate that more than 100 million Americans have used illegal drugs at some point in their lives. Would it not be more prudent to educate our young, treat our addicts, and respect the rights of adults to choose their own intoxicant? There would be lots of room in prison for those who sold drugs to children. Do you suppose another 90 years of drug war will accomplish our goals? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.